Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Nationally by the Gab Radio Network.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Marcia Egan is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Inbox Detox, business coach extraordinaire, certified, by golly, certified business coach, and she's our good friend. Marcia, thanks again for being here. We're talking about, by the way, Marcia Egan, E-G-A-N, .com is how you find her and all the things that she does. You'll thank me later for telling you about that. And my web, Marcia, in the previous segment, we were talking about how to reward employees, how to motivate them, how to encourage them, how to praise them, the different things. I gave a couple of my quirky examples, and I really think, what do you think about every manager should have their own way of doing it? I mean, it's okay for me to be the way I am, the way I described earlier, and another manager for it to be another way. I mean, I've had managers that didn't praise a lot. They felt like it was, you know, it was your, they weren't very effusive, and they felt like, you know, you're doing your job. I'm paying you to do your job. But they did praise from time to time. And if they did, it was like you've been knighted or something. And you strove for that. You worked hard for that. And so you see what I mean? Every manager, I think, has, I don't think everybody should do it the way I do it, the way you do it. I do think they have to be prepared to recognize their employees. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you. And I think what you're talking about here, and it is really, really important, and that is, wherever you are in business, whether you're an employee, a manager, a leader, a CEO, being authentic is really, really of value, because when you're authentic, then you can be predictable. Mm-hmm. And so there might be a person who is quiet and not effusive. That person can give praise just as well as you can or I can, Jim. But if we do it our own way, then people know the value of it. You can't be someone else. You can't look at another manager across the aisle and what they're doing and say, well, I need to do it that way. But the real issue is that you should do it. It doesn't matter how you do it necessarily, mm-hmm. but you should. Well, it does matter how you do it, because you need to be specific and sincere.
And consistent.
Yeah.
See, in my opinion, that's one of the most important parts of this, is if you're all over the board with how you do this, people don't know what to think about that. They need their manager, their leader, to be consistent.
Yeah.
Good, bad, or ugly, they need them to be consistent.
Well, there's a little value to being a little bit mysterious. You know, you don't want to be totally predictable all of the time. But that being said, they need to know who you are and
right.
what is important to you and how you roll, basically. And because then when they do get the praise, they will know that it is meant and that it can be motivating.
Do you think words are enough, or do you think there needs to be something else, some kind of physical thing, money or you know, an hour off or a pizza, or what do you think? You think words are enough?
I think words are minimum. I hate it when feedback becomes procedural. I think it has to be real. It has to be felt. And so when it varies, it can be motivating. And an example might be, the employees do a really great job on a certain project, and the boss comes out and says, I'm buying you lunch because
right.
we all did such a great job,
mm-hmm.
which is great. But if the boss buys them lunch every Friday saying, you did a good job this week, you did a good job
right.
this week, it loses its value.
Especially if we didn't do a good job this week and you don't do it.
Right. Well, yeah. And that's when it becomes procedural rather than deserving.
One of my, of course, I joke with my employees a lot. We have a lot of fun. We take our work very seriously, but we don't take ourselves as seriously.
I believe
and,
that.
And so I tell them, it'll be like 3:50 in the afternoon, and I'll say, good job, take the rest of the hour off.
Ah.
You know, the 10 minutes, right? So, but
yeah.
So it's just a little, it's a joke, obviously.
Yeah.
And they get a kick out of that. But I think every manager puts their own personality, their own stamp on this kind of thing. As long as the employee knows that what's coming, what the message, what the underlying message is, right?
Exactly. If I had to say three things, one is be authentic, be yourself, be specific about the praise, and do it.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, most people just don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the hard, they don't get to it. And that's one of the motivating thoughts I would leave you with today on the subject of praise and motivation.
And,
yes,
and millennials,
yeah.
we probably need to pay a little more attention to that with millennials than the other generations.
Well, that can be a whole other subject.
It is.
Because us older people like pats on the back just as well.
We do too, but the millennials really like it.
I know.
MarciaEgan.com is the website. Inbox Detox is the book. Marcia Egan is our friend. Marcia, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Will do. Thanks,
see you
Jim.
Next time. Marcia Egan, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.